BlackRock Broadcasting presents Two Brothers, One Pilot.
Two brothers talking about all the pilots you're not sure if you really want to see, but then you're like, I'm interested to see what other people talk about, but I'm not really sure if I'm interested in that. But then I'm going to say, oh, you know what? I'm going to listen to these two random guys who think they know what they're talking about. And I'm going to be like, yay or nay.
Welcome back to another episode of Two Brothers,
One Pilot.
I'm Tim.
And I'm Jax.
And this week, we watched Alex Rider.
Boom. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, Tim.
Alex Rider, the series. Alex Rider, the series.
Alex Rider!
Alex Rider! Alex Rider! His uncle dies.
So, Tim, I've been so excited. I've been waiting pretty much 2 years to watch this show. Ever since we started doing this pod, I'm like, it'll be great to line this up with No Time to Die, the new James Bond film. And then that got delayed for like 2 years. And I was like,
it's actually crazy that you've waited 2 years to watch this TV series, because it's actually only been out for a year. So I'm like, so you must have been hyped from the moment it was announced, which shows true excitement. But yeah, no, for all our listeners know that we love to do TV series about big movies that are coming out. Well, there are no James Bond series, and we're like, we're not doing the video games. So here we are doing the Alex Rider TV series, the Amazon Prime original. And Jax, before we get in, I'm just going to give you a description. It is a little spoilery, so if you're like, man, I don't want to know anything about this, well then just chuck it on, you know, download the rest of our episode and off you go. So Alex Rider is an ordinary teenager, Jax, who is recruited by a subdivision of M16 as a teenage spy to infiltrate places that others are unable to.
M16, I love it. Not MI6, M16.
Oh, no, you know what? That's my bad. It's actually MI6. It's actually MI6. I looked at it wrong. But you know what? It should be M16. It should be M16. I'm currently in a midst of a James Bond marathon in hype for the new James Bond movie, by the time this podcast is released, will be out. So, you know, we might have seen it by now. Who knows? But I'm up to about Moonraker. And it's like, you know what? This really just... I don't know if it really gave me that tickle of spidus that I really wanted. You introduced me to the Alex Rider series, the book series, by buying them, by Anthony Horowitz. You bought me the first one, Stormbreaker. And,
oh, did I? Yeah, nice.
It is an absolute blast of a book. It's great for like a young teenager. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, the Alex Rider series, and in fact, pretty much all of Anthony Horowitz's kind of main big series, like The Power of Five and stuff, they're all spectacular. He's a great writer. He's one of the only book series that I've read. Like, I could probably list all the book series I've ever read in, like, you know, on my hand. And Alex Rider is one of them. I actually Googled it to see how many books there were, and I think I stopped after like 6 or 7 books. And there's about 11 or some shit I saw.
Of Alex Rider books.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, so many. So there's a bunch of books. They're all amazing. I remember when I was first reading them, I'm like, oh my God, he's James Bond. But like, he's a kid. I'm a kid. I could be James Bond. That's so super cool. And all that kind of stuff. Incredible. But they're actually really great books. And the movie that came out, Stormbreaker... based off the first movie,
is that
book,
the one
Stormbreaker,
starring Ewan McGregor as like the uncle?
There's this amazing, fast, sexy action set piece at the start where he's shooting guns and jumping and flips and all this kind of crazy James Bond shenanigans, and then the villain guy that kills him is like lowered from a helicopter upside down and kills him. Yep. Like I can still remember it.
So I suppose that the main difference between this version of Alex Rider compared to the film, or the books, is that we're picking up at point blank, or point blank if you're going to get, specific about it. But point blank is the second Alex Rider book. And so he's sort of, I feel like the storyline that we're going to pick up from is like, he should be just doing an Alex Rider mission. He shouldn't be learning how to be a spy and things like that. So that's probably going to be like the main difference from it. And we won't have... They're skipping his origin story, essentially. And like, well, the inciting incident of Alex Rider is that his mundane, boring uncle gets murdered or killed or whatever. And he then learns that his uncle was in fact a spy, and he becomes a spy and goes off to do missions that only children can do, essentially.
Yeah, and straight away, like, in the first opening scene of this TV series, there's, like, some stuff happening, and I'm just suddenly like, hey, this isn't the start of Stormbreaker, the book? Like, what's going on here? And then he's, like, walking towards the elevator, and I just suddenly had this, like, flashback to my childhood of reading this book of, like, this horrible elevator murder that the spy does. And then we see it on screen, and I'm like, wait, what book are they doing? It's really weird that they've decided to go... We're doing Point Blank, but it does feel like they're going to do this first part of Stormbreaker in a way, but they're kind of going to blend it into this. And I think if you look at the storylines for Stormbreaker and Point Blank, this actually makes a lot more sense to do for an 8-episode first season. Like, it's a really, really strong book in this series. The first Stormbreaker, like, and I know, like, it's good, but... We've done a movie, so, like, people have seen that in some way.
It feels like the Philosopher's Stone compared to the Order of the Phoenix, whereas, like, the Philosopher's Stone, yes, the movies did miss out on a little bit, but it pretty much got the entire story within that 2.5-hour film, whereas, Order of the Phoenix, I could have watched a TV series about that, you know? And I'm just looking at Stormbreaker, the book, and the cover, and here's a quote from the book. Alex Rider. You're never too young to die. Incredible, incredible stuff. As far as this show goes, though, I saw it, I guess, in two halves. I was bored beyond belief for the first half of this show. I literally thought it was potentially one of the worst we've ever done. I was like,
oh, wow, really?
This is just Prime Video nonsense. Like, what are we getting? Like, this feels like... where Game of Thrones actors go to die. We've got Stephen Delane, who plays
Stannis Baratheon himself.
And then we've got Ollie, who's like his best friend. And I'm just
oh my God, is that Ollie?
Oh yeah, you didn't realize.
Oh, I'm so glad I didn't. I would have hated it. Oh, oh my God, it is. I'm just blowing my mind.
Yeah, I thought it was Rick
he's
on
so
promo.
Much better than this.
Yeah, is he? But yeah, I don't know. But
I mean, he's acting. Like, you know, he can act.
Yeah,
at least,
sure.
I guess.
I guess my main sort of thing. And sorry, I'll finish my thought first. Is that once the inciting incident happened and the uncle died, I was like, all right, here we go. You know, and like maybe I'll forgive it being a TV series. So yeah, I guess, you know, it doesn't have to be the first scene. It can be the first half of the episode or whatever. I was actually kind of surprised the uncle didn't die in the final scene of this episode, if I'm being perfectly honest. But my main issue, and I don't think it's an issue I'm ever going to get past, I hate the actor of Alex Rider.
Yeah, he's not great, is he?
I wouldn't say he's good. I wouldn't say he's even okay. He is terrible.
Oh. You don't like when he's parkouring up the
I did.
The
I actually door? Did like that. And then I went, what else have you done? And oh God, even just his face. His face is just so frustrating to look at.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You've got a real bone to pick with
I
this
went
guy.
Yeah. I'm just looking at other stuff he's done. And I'm like, he was in A Streetcar Named Desire for a little bit. Like a theater show. And apart from that, he's in The Bill. And, you know, and so this is his first big thing. And I just, Alex Rider seems cool and like charming. And that's sort of like, you want to be Alex Rider. And I just don't feel like I want to be this guy, you know?
Yeah, that's a pretty good point. I think as well, especially like people often say that the original Stormbreaker movie is a train wreck. It's atrocious. Got like 40% Rotten Tomatoes. You know, they didn't make any other movies when they, you know, they could still be making them. The newest Alex Rider book came out last year. You know, they could be up to the 7th movie. It could be the new Harry Potter, but it's James Bond, but kids. Mm-hmm. But I think that actor, you know, all the bad things in that movie and everything, but that actor, he looks the part. He's sexy, suave, cool, charismatic. And I didn't hate this guy, whatever his name is, but I did find his that as I was watching it.
His name is Otto Ferrant.
Cool, that's a cool name.
Yeah, it's probably the best part about him.
Got him. I love it. But no, I did kind of have that feeling that like as I was watching it, it was kind of like I was getting the budget TV series Alex Rider. Like I was like, he's not very sexy, is he? Like, I feel like he should be sexy. He's meant to be James Bond, but a kid. Yeah. Like, the whole premise is that this is James Bond, but he's a kid. Like, yeah,
you know what? You want you know him to be super like. Sexy. You know, right? Like, Archer, the TV series, right? You know how Archer's, mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. super suave, sexy guy?
Yes.
But
yes.
Then, like, the voice actor is kind of ugly.
Oh, savage. Savage.
Yeah, look, this podcast has turned into a roast of, like... subpar
Tim just being
actors.
The biggest prick in the world.
Yeah, but like his acting is the real reason that I just don't find him like enjoyable. I don't know if I want to spend time with him. And like, yeah, as I said, like, I don't know if I want to be Alex Rider. And sure, you know, I'm definitely much older than someone who might be reading these books or seeing this show, the true demographic for this like TV series. But looking back, like, I can at least be like, oh, you know, like, I remember back then, you know, a bit of nostalgia. Whereas I don't get the Alex Rider nostalgia through this guy. I feel like it's an actor that's trying to do something that he doesn't quite understand.
Yeah, that's fair. What do you kind of feel about the general tone of the show and the fact that this is essentially a silly, stupid, dumb, insane concept that's really, like, silly and insane, mm-hmm. you know, it's like James Bond is a kid. And then this show is like, but what if we treated that super, super, super seriously? Yeah. And what if everything was really like, you know, instead of having a car chase, an explosion of flips, and then the uncle's killed by an upside, like a guy hanging out of a helicopter upside down. What if instead he just slowly walks into a dark car park and then is betrayed by his partner and then shot in the chest? Yeah. And it's just like... it's so moody and atmospheric, but in like the wrong way. Like, I'm not like, oh yeah, this is real spy shit, Tim. This is real spy. It's like, no, it's, you're not even doing the real cool spy stuff like properly. Why isn't it campy and so dumb and fun? Like, what the hell?
Yeah, like it should lean more into sort of like the Roger Moore style James Bond rather than like maybe like a Pierce Brosnan. Like, although Pierce Brosnan's pretty like caricature at times, but
he's crazy. Every James Bond film is crazy compared to this. This is so dour and just like mopey. There's a scene at the end where they kind of like show how much power they have, and it just doesn't work. Like, it's you know, they use like the cops, and it just, I don't know, just doesn't work.
No, there's one moment that really stood out for me where I went, this is just a missed opportunity. And yeah, it is too dark, and I'm looking up some reviews now, and it was like, This is darker than the film, and I'm not sure if people are really kind of appreciating that. Like, it's a kid's story, and I don't really know if this is, like, if kids that are, like, 12 or 13 would really like this. But there was one moment that really stood out for me, and that was at the very end when he's getting convinced to come and work for M16. Intended this time. And he's like, I don't even need to dial, do I? And he goes on and says all this, like, his big, like, speech at the end. And there's a missed opportunity where he then should have realized, oh, no, I actually do need to dial. And I've just said this into a black phone, you know?
Yeah, 100%. I'm picturing the scene, and that is hilarious. Because it's so self-serious. And then if it had a joke, it would have kind of, there's none of that in this. It's really... honestly, it's so disappointing that this isn't great, because I love the fact that it's doing Point Blank, because I've always wanted to see that movie. I remember being so disappointed.
Snowboarding on the Alps. That's all I want to see.
Yes, yes.
You don't get any of Point Blank in this. Like, in the books, if I remember correctly, he's like a student there. Like, gets there pretty early.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because it doesn't have to do any origin story stuff. He gets there, you know, probably by the second or third chapter.
Yeah.
But this one, I think he'll get there, you know, probably by episode 3 or 4 or whatever. Mm. But they've set it up with, like, you know, in the first opening scene. And I do have to be honest, my nostalgia and my love of the Anthony Horowitz book series, mm-hmm. I'm going to keep watching.
Wow. Because
I do want to see what happens with... I just want to see point blank, like, on screen. I want to see what they do. The plot with the kids and what's going on there at the school. Like, I know it all. Like, as soon as they have the first, like, mystery stinger at the start of the show, I'm like, I know what's going on. I get it. Like, yeah, you know.
100%.
But I'm still excited to see it all play out, to see and kind of relive it.
I remember when the movie came out and I was like, man, can't wait for the second one. Because, like, I thought it was fine. I'm like, Uma Gregor's in this. The guy's got curly hair. That's awesome. and it's a pretty, like, close adaptation, if I remember, to the book.
Yeah, it is. It's super brief. Yeah,
it's just
but
probably,
it's,
like, not good or whatever. Who cares? I was a kid. And so, yeah, I guess I am pretty excited to continue watching. I don't know if I will, though. I might wait to see what you say and see if it lives up to the expectation. But
Tim, maybe I'll just send you a text and I'll be like, get halfway through episode 6, the snowboard sequence just happens.
Cool.
You know?
And then I'll YouTube it and be like, nice. All right, can't wait for that. See you next time.
Catches. This transmission was brought to you by BlackRock Broadcasting, a film and TV podcast network for you from us.
Have thoughts of your own about the episode? Think Ewan McGregor should have been in this? Most likely. Then why not join the conversation on our socials at BR Broadcast on Twitter, or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at BlackRock Broadcasting.
Want to keep up to date but not sure when our episodes get uploaded? That's all good, dude. Just subscribe on your favorite podcast app and you'll be notified instantly.